The well-known pasuk at the beginning of Parshas Vezos Habracha, Vayehi b'Yeshur and Melech b'Hisasef Rashei Am Yachad Shiftei Yisrael, which certainly sounds like, on the most simple level, that Hashem becomes the king, or at least his monarchy is enhanced when the Jewish people gather together in unity, in loyalty to Hashem. Using that as a kind of a springboard, I thought we could speak a little bit about a halachic corollary of this idea, which seems to be more hashkafic, but halachic corollary, which is known as Barov Am Hadras Melech, based on the pasuk in Sefer Mishlei. And that is that, in general, there is a notion that there is greater hidur, and there's greater kavod for Hashem when larger groups of people are performing a mitzvah. In fact, if you take a look in the Encyclopedia Talmudit, it categorizes three different applications, three different scenarios in which Barov Am is brought down in the poskim and even in earlier sources. The first is when lots of people take part in a mitzvah, each one doing a fraction of that mitzvah, so that altogether the mitzvah is done in completion. Theoretically, one or a small number of people could have done the mitzvah, but by increasing the number of people who are coming together to perform this mitzvah, that would be an application of Barov Am, of glorifying Hashem through the participation of many people. Where do we see this? So we actually see this in a number of Gemaras as it relates to the world of Karbonos, the world of Kodshim. For example, the Gemara in Psachim Amdach Samach Dalid tells us that when it came to the Karbon Pesach, so many people having their Karbonos shechted at the same time in the morning of Erev Pesach, and the Kohanim would line up in a huge assembly line type gathering, one person passing to the next, one Kohen passing to the next, the blood going from the Karbon all the way until they reach the Mizbeach, where the last Kohen would sprinkle the blood onto the Mizbeach. So the mitzvah is the sprinkling of the blood on the Mizbeach. However, says the Gemara, and Rashi explains the Gemara this way, the Rambam brings this down as well, the reason that we included so many Kohanim wasn't just practical, but also to increase the number of people participating in the mitzvah as a fulfillment of Barov Am. Similarly, on a daily basis, the Gemara tells us in Yuma Daf Chavav that the Kohanim split the job of bringing the various parts of the animal for the Karban Tamid up onto the ramp, the Kevesh, and then eventually onto the Mizbeach. In theory, it could have been done by a smaller number of Kohanim, but yet each part of the animal was given a different person, a different Kohen designated to bring it to the ramp, and then a different Kohen to bring it onto the Mizbeach, again, to increase the number of people participating, more people. It's all one mitzvah, but more people participating in the one mitzvah increases the Kavod Hashem, Barov Am Hadras Melech. Interestingly, even though these Gemaras are all from the world of Karbonos, the Mordechai in Maseches Megillah brings down from the Or Zerua, based on these sources, that the same idea is true with other mitzvos as well, even non-Karbonos, non-Beis HaMikdash mitzvos. If we could have one person doing every part of a mitzvah, or divide it up, there is a benefit in dividing it up. And he gives an example of if you have, in theory, one person could be the chazan for Shacharis, could be the chazan for Musaf, could be the Baal Koreh. Now, you know, not everyone might think that that's a preferable solution for purely aesthetic reasons. Maybe you don't like the person's voice, you want to give other people a chance, all sorts of other factors. But the way the Mordechai and the Or Zerua say it is that you should have different chazanim for Shacharis, Musaf, and even a different Baal Koreh, because that is a variation of this idea of Barov Am Hadras Melech. Just like the different Kohanim were involved, so to having different people lead the Tzibor and represent the Tzibor is a form of Barov Am. So that's all category number one. A second category is when you have lots of people, each one doing the entire mitzvah, but doing it together. So for example, Rabbeinu Yonah says in Masechta Brachos, this is brought down by the Magen Avraham and Siman Tzadi, that even if you could have a small minion, you know, on the block or in your house, it is better to go to shul and daven with a large crowd, because Barov Am Hadras Melech. Similarly, the Ran says in Maseches Megillah, also brought down by the Magen Avraham and Hilchos Megillah, that when it comes to the reading of Megillas Esther, even if you can get 10 people for a house minion or something like that, but if the shul has a much bigger minion, then it's a mitzvah to go to the shul because Barov Am Hadras Melech. Interestingly, there's a discussion when it comes to the laws of benching, both in the Shulchan Aruch and in the Ramah, Magen Avraham and Siman Kuf Tzadi Gimel. If you have six people who ate together, six men, should they break into two zimuns of three, or should there be only one zimun of six? And here you have an interesting question in this regard. So the Shulchan Aruch and others rule that you should keep the single group, because six people doing it together, it would be Barovam. There is an interesting minority view of the Taz, who actually thinks it's better to split up, because even three people doing it is already a form of Barovam, but now you have the additional benefit of having two Zimuns. Maybe that's better for Hashem. So that's an interesting kind of unique case, but with a little bit of a wrinkle. But you do see, when it comes to Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah and the Magen Avraham, they're also that one Zimun of six people has a certain preference and a certain enhancement. Furthermore, the Magen Avraham brings down the idea that we do Kiddush Levana together. You don't need a minion for Kiddush Levana, and yet the minhag is for everyone to do it together because of Barov Am. It should be noted, by the way, this comes to, let's say, Kiddush and things like that, In the home, especially if you have guests, Shulchan Aruch brings down that in certain contexts, we say it's better for one person to do the mitzvah on behalf of others. That's not always possible, but in those mitzvahs where it's possible, it would be better for one person to do it on behalf of others. That's why in many homes, even though there's multiple people who could make Kiddush, often just the head of the house makes Kiddush. Or, for example, the Shulchan Aruch brings down that originally, it's not our minhag anymore, but the original din was that one person would bench and everyone else would just listen and say Amen. That would also theoretically be a form of Barovam. And last but not least is the example of one person doing the mitzvah, but it being done in the presence of other people. So, for example, the Gemara in Yuma says, and Rashi explains the Gemara this way, when the Kohen Gadol is reading the Torah on Yom Kippur in the Azara, there where other people could see him, that would be a fulfillment of Barovah. Most of what the Kohen Gadol does, no one can see. It's private on Yom Kippur. But the reading of the Torah was done in a part of the Beis Hamikdash where other people could be, and the more people that were there, the more people that saw it, that would be a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Barovah as well.